Well, it's never too early for high school students to start thinking about different kinds of careers. And the South Carolina Commissioner's School for Agriculture gives students that opportunity each and every summer. And last week, 36 high school juniors and seniors attended the school at Clemson University. South Carolina Commissioner Hugh Weathers joins me now with more. And from what I'm hearing, this was a top-notch group you had last week.
They really were, Mike. I was up Thursday night for the farm-to-table dinner with them, mm-hmm. and a great chance to visit, and then for the closing ceremony on Friday. And I had that sense in just visiting with the young men and young ladies as well, and staff confirmed it, that they really well-mannered, and all the attention that we asked them to give to the program we're putting on. And so that's its purpose, is to have them exposed to what a career in agriculture or agribusiness might look like in South Carolina. We throw in some fun with it, naturally. but it's has a focus in mind for that, trying to find those leaders for the next 10 years or 20 years down the road. And you can really sense in talking to them individually that they were there with a seriousness in mind, but with some fun in mind as well.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit, give us just a little overview, if you would, of what a student going into the week-long School for Agriculture might experience.
Well, they're going to get a pretty good dose of academic exposure in various areas with classroom time. I visited with several of them. They said, yeah, we're in three classes a day when they were on campus, and it might have been horticulture or turf grass, agronomy, forestry, wildlife, and animal science. Any one of those, I think they rotate, and the Clemson staff you know, gets in pretty deep with them. Then they get exposure to some of our great farming operations in that part of the state. One day they do an off-campus tour over at Amick Farms and Log Creek Timber, Yon Farms, Yon Family Farms, and then Titan Farms, our one of our great peach farm operations. So on campus work. Then the final night they do a discussion contest, and it's on the last night because maybe they've learned some things throughout the week, and Farm Bureau sponsors a discussion contest between them to see who can articulate and grasp some of the issues. And from those, sometimes you find out where those potential industry leaders might be, you know, for the next decade or two. But the farm-to-table dinner on Thursday night, prior to the discussion meet, was where I got a chance to really engage in a lot of conversations. Of course, seems like I know half of their parents from around the state, but and on Friday, as they were leaving, the parents really were very complimentary how much their child was reporting back home what they were learning and what a good time they were having. And the selection process, you know, is gotten to where we have about two or more candidates per slot, so we have to sort of up the game on them a little bit, up the ante, and they write a short essay on something about agriculture and then give us that background. So we're very proud of what the school does. Again, it's a joint effort between the Department of Agriculture and the College of Agriculture at Clemson and our corporate sponsors, because we do not use any tax dollars to put on the school. So the corporate sponsorship helps hold the tuition costs down to a very reasonable rate, and so it's just a good partnership all around, and people enjoy supporting it. My staff comes home, and I think they turn their cell phones off for a couple of days because they are exhausted after a week with 30-something young kids. So we have counselors come as well, and those are usually college kids who have been through the program. Mm-hmm. So everybody likes to stay connected to the Commissioner School for Agriculture.
And I believe the vast majority of the graduates of the school do end up going into agriculture or agribusiness.
Yeah, we've got a very good success rate of those going on, getting accepted either to Clemson or South Carolina State or maybe another ag school out of state, because we've had plenty of out-of-staters come to the school. And then subsequent to graduation, a good percentage, I think we're somewhere in the 30 to 35% of those find their way back into South Carolina agriculture, either in production or in some other form. So, again, the school is doing what we envisioned 15 years ago when it was begun, and that is create a new set of leaders for South Carolina agriculture, and I think we're doing it.
How many years now has this been going on?
The 15th year. Maybe the 16th. Hang on. Yeah, okay. I think it's the 16th.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. And it is certainly proving its worth in South Carolina agriculture. The Commissioner's School for Agriculture, another one in the books here in 2019. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.